Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Hey, we're Chady. I'm Ken. I'm Chady's baby brother, and we are an electronic sibling duo from Salt Lake City, and we play some pretty righteous gal ballads. that's how I would classify them. Chady does the vocals, and I write all the music, and we both co-collaborate on lyrics. I would say she does the heavy lifting, and I edit.
Yep, I'm Chady. Kenny Goes is also KDLL3. And every detail of our band is collaborative. You know, even when he's producing, I'll be there to help assist with any, you know, edits along the way. Kenny's a hip hop artist as well. So when it does come down to lyrics, if there's something that sounds better, he'll definitely be there to assist in that. But collaborative all the way from the beginning. We usually write everything acoustic, so he'll play piano, just randomly come up with a piano riff, and I'll end up either freestyling, and that's how we create songs. I would say genre shapeshifters.
Yeah, I would say it has a lot of hip hop and indie rock influences. I like to kind of say we're a little trip hoppy, but a little more modern than some of the '90s stuff you're probably familiar with. But yeah, really pretty diverse sound. A lot of our songs are very, you know, acoustic sounding. A lot of them are very electronic sounding. It just kind of goes across genres.
I think it's pretty singular, honestly. I don't think there's a lot of bands that necessarily we've been, you know, compared to. And so I think just us, we grew up in a household with my grandmother's a vocal coach, my mother's a vocal coach, singing and just singing all the time in our household. It was part of, you know, just growing up. So we come from a musical family and just a lot of the influence there. Also, we moved to Arizona at a certain point, and that was when there was, like, a huge indie rock scene happening. So a lot of the people that we were, you know, friends with definitely had influences on that.
Yeah, and I would say a lot of our early influences are probably hip-hop related, you know, and moving to Phoenix was probably pretty life-changing for us because it opened our eyes more to the rock scene of things. And I think you can hear blends of both in our music, which is really, really kind of fascinating and cool, or at least, you know, I think it is, right? We started making music because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we make music that we want to hear.
Yeah. So Kenny's self-taught. He's a self-taught multi-instrumentalist. And honestly, I'd always been a singer, always in and out of different choirs. And just, you know, singing was kind of my thing. And my mom's thing, my grandma's thing. And randomly one day, Kenny was like, can you draw a tattoo for me? I want to go and get a tattoo. And it was a tattoo of keys. Like piano keys. And I'm like, all right. And this is before he played piano. I'm like, okay, if you want to do this though, don't be a poser. You're going to have to learn how to play piano. And the next day after he got his tattoo, he got a piano and he just started teaching himself how to play. And then from there, it just became producer, just producer, orchestrator of all things. And he's also, in his own right, a great singer, great vocalist, and hip-hop artist, so.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
nice. You're my buddy.
You know, I think a lot of the music that we make, like I said earlier, is, you know, it's music that we wanted to hear, that, you know, it's just a form of expression that really, you know, it's an outlet for me and Shady to kind of let off some of our frustration and express some of our issues and maybe some of our shared trauma from not only our childhood, but later on in life. I mean, if you listen to a lot of the songs, you know, this may be a little too personal, but, you know, four or five of the songs that are on Spotify were recorded in Shady's bedroom when she was going through an abusive relationship. And as, you know, the song became more developed, you could hear her partner slamming cupboards and stuff in the other room. So, like, they're pretty, like, real and, like, meaningful songs. I think not to just to us, but I think to the listener as well.
Yeah, I think it's about taking something traumatic and alchemizing it into something more beautiful or seeing light at the end of the tunnel, you know? So a lot of the songs are hopeful with dark undertones, I believe. And they're not all based in that, you know, a lot of them are just for fun. Kenny and I have been in so many projects over the years where, you know, at a certain point when we first started writing music, I was like, the girl that did the hooks, like, in hip-hop, you know? So it was all Kenny's project, and I would just be the... I'd be the girl that was writing the hooks on the choruses, and then it just developed into something different once... We had, like, 8 hours a day for him to just come over and play keys and for me to... for us to collaborate on music for, like, a decade. So we just actually recovered, like, a huge hard drive with all of our songs, and there's, like, 90... songs at least that are already pre-recorded and ready for us to master and produce and maybe update vocals and stuff. So
yeah, I think, you know, some of the best songs, and I think this is maybe not unique to us, but all artists, like, sometimes all the pieces just fall into place and it's almost like you're channeling something, and, you know, it's light work, you know, it just comes together quickly, like it was meant to be or something.
We're also really close in age, so growing up people thought, you know, we were like the twins, and so we've just always been super close since the day he was born. Yeah, I'm older.
That's right. There's different elements in all of our songs, so I wouldn't say that it's the same for every song. And a lot of our songs, you know, I've tracked live piano and we've added elements over that, whether it be in Pro Tools or, you know, the workspace I like to use is Reason, just because it has all the external racks and it's almost like being in a real studio scenario. But essentially, you know, we'll have samples and, you know, different layers that, you know, I'll either loop or trigger, and I will play keys over those. And then I also have a lot of Chady's vocals that, you know, I'll trigger as samples throughout the performance as well. So it's kind of multi-layered. Even though there's just two of us, I think it sounds a lot more richer and complex than, you know, if you were just playing like a DJ set. There's a lot of cool layers there, I would say.
Yeah, so basically a lot of the songs are produced, and when we play them, we add, you know, when we play them live, Kenny arms certain tracks and is able to play live, and everything I do is live, and there's usually very little, you don't usually have control over my vocals, which is something I would like to do in the future, but it's usually just coming out of the house just as is. Yeah, so just live vocals with some underlying, what do you call them, ad-libs?
Yeah, just some of your, just some layers of your voice. Yeah,
yeah,
some ad-libs essentially. So we did actually play and have a live band. You know, this is like during COVID, right before COVID, we were playing as Museum, and we had a live guitarist, a bass player, and a drummer. And we, on our fifth, after our like fifth show playing live, COVID happened, so it kind of shut all that down. And me and Shady took a hiatus for probably, I'd say, 2 years. And then three. And then we started kind of getting back into it, but more seriously, probably 7 months ago.
Yeah, and all the songs that we were playing in this live band were our original songs, and we just took them and kind of translated them into a live band. But when it was all, when we looked back, yes, it was tight. It was a tight situation. We were supposed to play Urban Lounge, and then COVID shut it down. But I think the purest form of our band now, you know, Chady, is just the two of us without any of the other, you know, noise kind of, you know, it's pure because it's supposed to have that hip hop kind of produced feel to it. So it's supposed to sound, I don't know, like, what would it, Portishead or, you know, something, you know, that's already kind of been produced. So it's just a more pure and pure sound for it to just both be us. But in the future, there would be definite projects. I love the idea. And I definitely still play with people randomly. Acoustically, I'll go and just play acoustic some of our songs, and I love the way that that sounds with vocals and things like that. But
for sure, and on some of our recordings on Spotify, there are some collaborators on there that I should probably mention. Latrons and Damer Hera played guitar on one song in particular. So thanks for your support on that, guys.
Absolutely. We just have so many songs and also are writing new songs. Kenny's always writing new instrumentals, and I'll go over and we'll just, you know, freestyle record something on it and see if something catches. But
there are also some songs in our live set that are not published. So I think we're probably looking at publishing those songs as well as adding new songs to our catalog.
I think it would be like a dream sequence almost, poetry, poetic, life experiences, hope, love, lust, you know, joy, rage, just the whole spectrum of, on my end, like, I would say girlhood in a lot of ways, you know, the savage elements of girlhood. You know, I've had a few near-death experiences and things like that that Kenny was present for. And on the other end, Kenny's beats are extremely, like, they're masculine and they're, like, this other whole other element. So, like, the two coming together is just an interesting fusion of two sounds you wouldn't necessarily put together. You don't necessarily hear together that often, like, right?
Yeah, I'd say it paints a narrative of Chidi's lived experience, too. Like, again, the songs are very real and close to your heart, I think.
Mm-hmm. We're going to re-release a song called Why, and honestly, I'm thinking we're going to definitely keep the old version up and then the new one, so it kind of comes to that, you know, do you do Why 2.0? You know, when you're a new band, do you leave things as B-sides and still replace them with a song that you maybe went back and edited and made more current? I do ask why a lot, you know. That is actually I'm a why asker. So getting to the main point of things or reasons why people do things or why I feel a certain way or why, you know, somebody's taking this other.
And I think that song in particular is about, like, a connection to maybe, like, a small group or your friends and kind of maybe, like, feeling as a outsider on society, but, you know, still being able to, you know, kind of go through life as long as you have your people.
Mm-hmm. You're about to hear Why in its entirety by the band Chady. Please enjoy. Thank you.
Mister, you mystify me. Don't try to deny it. My heart's diseased, it's on fire and blistering. At times I get so close to my grave. Just need to start living, believing. Tired of merely surviving. So fuck society. Come on.
You can find Chady Music online, Instagram at Chady Music, Spotify at Chady, C-H-A-I-D-I, and on all streaming platforms. So give us a listen, give us a follow, and we're so excited to see you at all upcoming events, and we'll keep you posted on the Instagram.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.